Welcome back to The Breakdown. Today is April 2nd. It's a Wednesday, and we have a special guest with us today, one sir, Noah Maupin. Noah, introduce yourself.
It's Noah Maupin here on the podcast with Brad, and I'm excited to be here.
Okay, so Noah's a big basketball guy, so we're going to talk basketball today, strictly basketball, but we're going to start with the most important basketball at the moment, the Final Four. So we got Houston, Duke, Florida, Auburn. What's your picks, Noah?
Yeah, Duke, definitely. And then I'm feeling Florida.
Okay.
I think it'll be them too, for sure. I just don't think Houston has any grit to get past Duke. I don't think anybody does.
I just don't think anybody has the talent to get past Duke.
That's true.
I think if anybody has grit or defense, it's Houston. That Kelvin Sampson defense is fire.
It don't matter, though.
I don't think it's going to matter either.
It don't matter.
But they're kind of tough. And then on the other side, we got an SEC rivalry, SEC rematch. I think Bruce Pearl's the better coach, but Florida's the better team.
Yeah. I just think, I don't know. Florida's just too good, for real.
Yeah.
They actually are.
Condon's insane.
Yeah. I mean, all they have is, Auburn only has the dude that transferred from Morehead State.
Yeah.
And he's not, like, I mean, he's good, but.
Yeah. I think the key player is Walter Clayton Jr. That dude is a shot maker. That's all he does is make tough shots. He's insane. So I'm with you. My pick is Duke, Florida in the championship. Duke winning the championship. I've had that since I've made my bracket.
Yeah, I think it's not even going to be that close between Duke and Florida either.
Really?
I don't think it will be.
I think it'll be tight. I think the Duke-Houston game is going to be tight. I think it's going to be closer than people think just because – I do think Kelvin Sampson's the better coach than John Shire. But I do think Duke has Cooper Flagg, and that's the end of the story.
Well, like, Duke potentially has three top 10 draft picks.
Yeah. They got three lottery guys.
That's what I'm saying.
Malawach, 7'3", learned how to play basketball 4 years ago. But it doesn't matter how long you've been playing basketball if you're 7'3". Then Knipple's insane.
No, he's so good.
Like, he's the guy, like, I'm a Duke guy, but, like, he's the guy that, like, normally everybody hates him because he's a cold white boy.
Yeah, there's always, I don't know, Flagg's good, but, like, Flagg doesn't give me that cold white boy vibe.
No, he doesn't have hateability.
No.
But if, like, Colin Knipple was the star of the Duke team, everybody would hate that dude.
100%.
100%. And then, like, Tyrese Proctor, 3-year starter. And he's looked like it in March. He's been a dog in March. But at the same time, Houston's tough. Jamal Shedd is a dog. Miles Uzan's a dog.
They're all one seed for a reason.
Yeah. Like the Final Four is insane.
Yeah. Which is sad because we didn't get much madness this year. But
I think I'd rather have no madness than 4-1 seeds.
Really?
I think the basketball is better.
I think when you get down to the Final Four, yes. But before that...
Yeah, like, sure, Purdue beat McNeese or High Point or whatever, but do we really want to see McNeese in the Elite Eight get stomped by 20?
No. Exactly. I really wanted Michigan State in the Final Four. Michigan State guy.
Tom Izzo deserves all the awards. If there's an award for a coach, give it to Tom Izzo.
Yeah.
That dude's a dog. The same way I would have loved to see St. John's.
Yeah, I'm still like, I can't believe that they lost to Arkansas.
I mean, Arkansas's got the talent.
Bro.
Dude, they had the talent.
I guess. I don't know. I just thought St. John's was overall better, dude.
Yeah, they definitely are.
But
what happened to St. John's is what we've seen happen to St. John's all year. They can't shoot the three. And then you shoot, what, I think it was 23% from the floor?
I mean, look what happened to us. Kentucky.
You Kentucky guy? So let's talk about Kentucky.
That, yeah.
So let's talk about Kentucky.
All right.
How would you rate Mark Pope on a scale of 1 to 10? This season.
What's 10?
10? I'm not a Kentucky fan.
I'd say it's the first time that we've made it this far since 2019. So, like, I mean, first season coming in, no returning players, none. And we make it to Sweet 16. I mean, that's it's a 9-8.
Okay, I'm with you. Like, I would have given Mark Pope a 8.6.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I thought it was a very above average year for the Cats.
Everybody thought we were going to suck coming in, which is like the first time in a while everybody thought we were going to suck coming in.
Yeah. In a conference that set the record for teams in the tournament.
Yeah. So, and then, Tennessee just, we're better than Tennessee. We knew that. We beat them twice. But it's too hard to beat a team three times.
Yeah.
Especially when they don't let us shoot, which is what we're good at.
I think the story behind Kentucky all season was that they couldn't play like a defense.
Yeah. But I feel like, yeah. Especially with, we did have injuries too. We were injured pretty bad.
Jackson Robinson went down.
Yeah.
Lamont Butler out.
Yeah.
Some big time.
Kerr out whole year.
Creasa done transferring.
He
played, what, two games in Kentucky?
It was like four. It was like four.
Yeah.
He helped us beat Duke.
Yeah. Duke.
Hey,
if Duke wins the Natty.
Hey,
you beat the team that won the day.
But I'm sad that he's transferring, but then I also get it because we got, like, Chandler's developing a lot. And then we have two more coming in that can play shoot guard, point guard. So, like,
yeah,
we might get the St. John's point guard. Forgot his name, but.
Kadari Richmond?
Yeah, might get him.
Talking about transferring to Kentucky, really?
Yeah. So,
okay.
So, I get, like, why, like, he would start.
Nah.
Not all.
What do you think about the in-state guys? Travis Perry, Trent Noah?
Dude, honestly, I thought coming in that Travis Perry was going to be a lot better than he was. And then Trent Noah's also all right. I don't know. They're all right.
I think if they're playing anywhere except Kentucky, they'd be good.
Probably.
It's the fact that they're playing in the SEC in Harlan County.
Yeah.
Like, kids from Harlan County don't compete in the SEC.
Mountain Mamba.
He is the Mountain Mamba.
Hey.
But, I would have rated Mark Pope pretty high this season.
Yeah, I think he did a very good job for what he had. Nobody expected really anything for us. Everybody expected the same thing that's been happening, just personal action.
I'm not going to lie. When I seen the 413 Troy on my bracket, I picked it. Not gonna lie.
Big Troy?
I had to.
That's crazy.
I've watched Kentucky basketball years.
Okay.
I had to. But what's your expectations for next year with the Cats?
Honestly, this is bad too, but I think probably another Sweet 16, honestly. Just because we lost probably our core players that got us to the point. That will graduate.
But you're getting some dogs.
We're getting the Greg Coshings kid.
Malachi Moreno's a dog. Yeah, just MVP, Mr. Basketball Player.
Yeah, so, but I don't know, because he's what, shooting guard? Or small forward?
Moreno?
Yeah.
Center, 7'1".
He's center?
Yeah, 7'1". Center. But he don't play like a center, though.
I was going to say.
He's a stretch.
We don't need that, bro.
You want to?
We need an AD or an Oscar Sheway, buddy. That's
you want a Dom and a post?
Yes, we do. Our defense just lacks bad.
The defense has got to get better. Got to get better. I don't know how that's going to happen.
We do have Otega coming back. So.
Oh, he's a dog.
Yeah.
He's by far going to be the best player on the team.
Yeah. I'd say he was this year. Butler was really good, but he got hurt. So it's like.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Who's leaving?
Carr. Butler. Yeah.
Is Kobe Bryant back?
No, he's leaving.
That's tough.
No, yeah. We're lose like five.
That was my key to the Tennessee game was.
They just shut him down.
If Kobe Bryant makes shots, they'll win.
Yeah, but they just knew that he was our shooter, so they just didn't let him shoot.
Yeah. Rick Barnes is a good coach. He's not going to lose three times to Kentucky.
No.
So, I think that's the whole story in Kentucky.
I think we also, since we're such a fresh team, too, with Mark Pope, we just kind of, we beat him twice. We beat him again. Didn't really, prepare.
Yeah, but I think Mark Pope, first season, definitely approved.
100%.
By the BBN. But I think next year, it's got to be Elite Eight or bust.
Yeah, it's...
Or at least back to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I think hopefully we can make it back to Sweet 16, but, dude, I don't know. We're still in trouble with everybody. Flag ends up saying.
Cooper Flag ain't saying.
You don't think he is?
He's number one pick. Number one pick.
Dude, I don't know.
No way in the world he stays.
said run it back with his parents after the last regular season game.
He's not running it back.
That's what he said, bro.
He's not running
it back. He's got the, what are the Boozer twins?
The Boozer twins are tough.
Yeah, they're coming up.
They are.
I think, listen, if Duke wins an Addy, I don't think he stays.
I think there's no way. There's no way he stays. I mean, he's got some decent teams to go to.
And guess what? Brother's a senior. Nice one. Where can bro go?
He's not coming to Duke. That dude sucks.
You don't think they'd let him? You don't think it'd be Giannis?
If it makes Cooper Flagg comes back, I mean, let him on.
That's what I'm saying.
Give him a bench spot, I guess. But
who knows? Maybe he's better next to his brother.
Right now, Utah's number one in the lottery.
Who wants to go to Utah?
But, I mean, they got a solid, like, ownership group. The Jazz historically are good.
Were.
I mean, but, like, Danny Ainge is the GM.
Yeah.
He's not going to get talent and just throw it away. Like, yeah. I kind of liked what he did with the getting rid of Rudy Gobert starting over.
Yeah, I think that was good for them.
So, I think, like, if they got the number one pick with Cooper Flagg, they'd figure out a way to make it work.
Yeah, I just don't want to see him go to some tragedy.
Number two in the lottery is Washington.
That's what I'm saying, bro. If he goes to Washington, I might shed a tear.
If he goes to the Wizards, he might come back to college.
I would.
I would, too.
If the Wizards get the first pick,
I wouldn't. I mean, they're tied 14% odds. I mean, the top three get the 14% in the odds.
Yeah, it's them and...
It's Washington and then Charlotte. Charlotte, Cooper Flagg, LaMelo, Brandon Miller.
That wouldn't be bad.
That wouldn't be bad.
But you got to make sure they're first pick.
And Mark Williams.
Yeah, you got to make sure they're first pick.
Charlotte would be a good move.
Yeah.
But LaMelo shut down his season.
Yeah.
So he's gonna be back healthy, fresh.
What's the Spurs got right now? With Wimby and...
Spurs are at 8th in the lottery, 6% right now.
Yeah.
I mean, New Orleans at 4.
What's the Clippers?
Clippers are high.
Oh, I thought OKC on their draft pick.
They do. They're 19th in the lottery, though. Mm. Top 10 is Utah, Washington, Charlotte. Number 4, New Orleans would be tough. Cooper Flagg, Zion.
Zion's not good, bro.
Zion is. If Zion could stop eating cheeseburgers, he'd be
bro,
good.
He's just, dude, he's just not.
He's just injury play. He's that dude that's like, what could have been, dude?
Yeah.
What could have been?
But he's not even, I hate how he's not considered a bust.
I mean, when he makes it onto the floor, he's an all-star. He just can't play.
That sucks.
He just can't play. But when he does play...
I don't know.
I mean, you see the game a few weeks ago before he shut it down, he had 42 and 12. With, like, 10 dunks.
Bro.
Like, he's insane when he's on the floor, but he can't play.
That's what I'm saying, so there's no point in having Flagg.
That's fair.
Flagg makes him not have...
And then Philly at 5... Cooper Flagg, Tyrese Maxey, Paul George, Joel.
Okay, here's my thing with that.
I'd trade Embiid.
That's what I was going to say. Trade Embiid, dude, maybe bench Paul George. But he's washed.
Cut him.
Might be.
Try to trade him.
Try to trade him. That's what I'm saying. Try to trade, because who else is in this draft? Not really.
No, nobody big. I mean, trade him and say.
What do they need? They don't need point guard, shooting guard.
Maxey's a dog.
Maxey's dog, McCade. Jared McCade is good.
Yeah.
He is. I don't like Brown, but...
He's good.
So you got them two, and then you got Flagg?
I think it's a complete restart for the Sixers. They should get Flagg.
I think they should.
Get rid of Embiid. Embiid can't play. He's hurt all the time.
I think maybe if Wizards get first pick, maybe try to trade Joel Embiid for first pick.
Really?
You wouldn't? To get Flagg? You're the Sixers.
I don't think Washington does it.
You don't think so?
Embiid for instead of Cooper Flagg? That's basically what you're doing. You're trading Cooper Flagg for Embiid.
Yeah, but they just traded. They just got Middleton. Their small forward. I'm not saying Middleton's
washed. Right. He's old.
Okay, but still,
there's a reason the Bucks got rid of him. I mean, and then Brooklyn at 6. Nobody want to go to Brooklyn.
No, for real.
Toronto, I mean, they've had some recent success.
Flagg in Toronto would be tough. I think I'd cop a jersey. Grady Dick. Grady Dick and Flagg.
Yeah.
Quickly and RJ Barrett.
That'd be pretty tough.
And who else is there? Who's their center?
Oh, my gosh. Can't remember his name.
I know you don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then San Antonio at 8.
Dude, if the Spurs...
If the Spurs
if
got
the
him the
Spurs
deep,
get flagged...
Stephon Castle, Wimby, Cooper Flagg.
CP3, bro.
And...
CP3 makes everybody better.
He does. He does.
I don't care how old he'll be.
They got to win a title within 2 years because besides that, his knee's going to be busted. He's going to be in the nursing home, not on the court. But San Antonio, I mean...
It's going to be a...
They got David Robinson.
That's what
I'm
saying.
And then David Robinson got
hurt.
And then they got Tim Duncan.
So...
Wimby and Cooper Flagg?
It's crazy.
That'd be a tough pair, too. That'd be a tough pair. 6'9", 7", what, 5?
Something like that.
I mean, Wimby is a stretch. Cooper Flagg's a stretch. Imagine the floor spacing.
Stupid.
Pick and roll, Cooper Flagg.
Pick and roll
Wimby.
Central, bro. You got Stephon Castle and CP3. You put them in at the same time, and then both them.
That'd be a
pick and roll on each side. You don't even know where it's going.
Coached by Popovich?
If he comes back.
If he comes back.
Bro, Mike.
But what's the deal on Wimby playing?
Yeah,
I mean, like, lots, like,
that's what I'm saying.
People... Like, their career's in sometimes.
That's what I'm saying.
Flush. Yeah.
Forget it, bro.
Yeah.
My God.
I mean, I don't think Dame's going to play again.
Yeah, Dame might, bro. He might. I don't know. It's kind of... It's tragic, for real.
And I think it sucks for the Bucks because I think at the end of the season, it's going to be Giannis once out.
Send him my way. Send him to the Heat.
You like the Heat?
I'm a Heat fan, buddy.
Okay. Miami at 12 for the first pick.
Buddy, we're 12 or 15. We're 12 through 15 every year. And we're always an 8 seed. And we always play in the play-in. And we always lose.
I feel like Miami and the Bulls are the same team.
No.
9 seed every year. Make the play-in. Except the 1 year that you went to the finals. But.
The bubble.
The bubble's garbage. I'm a LeBron hater. Take the 20 chip away. Take it away. Doesn't count for Bron. Bubble
bro.
Don't count.
It counts, bro. Bubble counts, bro. I think the way the bubble.
You're just saying that because you're a Heat fan.
Dude, if we won the chip, I would have, like, loved it. Obviously, but we lost. But I think it does still count. I think they had the easiest road, 100%. It might be the easiest finals ever. The road to a finals, to a chip.
Dude, the bubble don't count if TJ Warren scoring 50 points a game.
Buddy,
when have we ever seen TJ Warren score 50 points besides that?
I mean,
he had a prime of 2 weeks then. His prime lasted 2 weeks.
All right. But the, I don't know. I think it counts. I mean, it doesn't matter because he's still, I don't know.
Okay, so since we're talking NBA, let's get your playoff predicting skills here. One seed, let's start Eastern Conference.
Right.
One seed is going to be the Cavs. It's almost locked in.
Yeah.
They're going to play the winner of the play-in, which is going to be Magic, Hawks, Heat, Bulls.
I think it's going to go to...
Who's your 7th seed? Who's your 8th seed?
I think the Heat's the 8th seed. I think we are.
Okay. I think one has to go to the Magic.
Yeah, no, Magic. I think it's Magic and Heat.
I'm with you. I think Magic, Heat.
I think 8 seed, Magic 7.
I'm with you. Magic in the 7th spot right now. They just got to win one game. I think they're going to get that 7 easy. Paolo Banchero.
Tough.
Franz Wagner.
Tough.
I mean, dog. Yeah. The Magic should
Are good.
If the Magic should be a 7 seed, the issue is they have to play Celtics. That's a 2. So, first
that's
round
cake for them.
That's cake. Okay. First round matchup then would be Cavs Heat. What? 7-game series, what's your prediction?
Dude. 4-1. Cavs.
4-1 Cavs. I was going to say.
I think we can get one.
I was going to say gentleman sweep, too.
I think we can get one.
I think you get one.
I think we get the first one.
First one in Cleveland?
Yeah.
I think it has to be a game in Miami if they get it. I could like that, though.
I guess he has to start off coming out there.
Bam go crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, he did beat the Celtics,
right? Yeah, I know we're tough.
So that puts Heat at 8 seed, Magic at 7 seed, Magic Celtics 2-7.
3-2 Celtics.
3-2, you think they get 2?
Yeah.
I can see that. Magic are solid.
Magic are. I feel like Magic are more solid aware. Boston is not. You know what
ooh.
I'm saying? I think, like, actually, I don't know. I forget that Jason Tatum is power forward.
I just
in my mind, it's just not.
I think the Magic could get two.
I think they can.
If Porzingis is out, definitely.
At least one. They're getting at least one.
Yeah. So then that would set up Knicks, Bucks, 3 versus 6.
Knicks? I think Knicks got it.
It's a funky Bucks team.
Yeah, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like Cat's going to lock in. It's the one time I feel like Cat can, like, Cat's been playing good.
Let me give you a name for a hot seat.
Oh, no.
Tom Thibodeau done if the Knicks lose the first round.
Probably.
I mean, he's got that hardcore coaching style. I don't think it's working if he loses to the Bucks. A weird, funky Bucks team in the first round.
Yeah, just Giannis, for real.
Yeah. I mean, it's Giannis and who else? Brook Lopez?
Hey.
Without Dane, like, it's Giannis, Brook Lopez, Taurean Prince, Taurean
Prince. Hey, Kyle Kuzma, though, have been low-key fried when he first got traded.
Yeah. But, like, Giannis and Kyle Kuzma going to win you a playoff series? Kyle Kuzma ain't packing nobody in the playoff series.
That's true.
And then that would be Pacers Pistons, which that's a
hear me out.
That's a heck of a series.
Hear me out. How many Pistons take it?
I think the Pistons would
take it. Kay Cunningham and Jalen Duren?
The Pistons are scrappy.
They are.
I like the
They're
Pistons.
They're starting to get back to the good old days.
I mean, the fight the other night.
Come on.
The fight the other night. I like this Pistons
team. I do
too. They're fun. So that would give us, what we say, 1 seed Cavs, 2 seed Celtics, 3 seed Knicks, 5 seed Pistons.
Yeah.
Should it be Cavs, Pistons? What would you have there?
Dude, I don't know.
Cavs, Pistons.
Cavs are just so good.
I got the Cavs too.
I got the Cavs, but I don't know. I don't know if the Pistons can get two.
And then that would set up Celtics Knicks. Fire series.
Very
they hate
series.
Each other.
It might go.
But the Celtics have owned the Knicks all season.
Hey.
Owned them.
Kentucky owned Tennessee all season.
That's fair. That's fair.
So, dude, it could go to. I think it'll either be 7 games or 6.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Boston wins 4-2.
4-2.
4-2. I think they get up 3-1 and drop one, then come back to Boston and win game 6.
Probably. I can see that.
Yeah.
Valid.
Because MSG is going to be a tough place to play in the playoffs.
100%.
It's going to, like,
it might be the hardest.
This is the best the Knicks have been in a long time.
Yeah. Patrick Ewing era.
Yeah. I mean, this is the most electric the Knicks have been since Lin Sandy. Realistically.
That's true. That is very
realistically,
true.
Since they had Melo. They haven't been good since Melo.
Hey, Hall of Fame candidate.
That's fair. And then, so that's Celtics, Cavs. Like, what everybody thinks is going to be the East Finals anyways.
I'm trying not to be biased. I hate the Celtics so bad.
I know you do.
But, dude, I don't know. If Porzingis is healthy, I think y'all have a way better chance, obviously.
Porzingis healthy, Celtics in 6.
6?
Celtics in 6.
I think it goes 7. Healthy. I think it goes 7 Cavs. Evan Mobley's good.
The deal is, though, Game 7's back in Cleveland. I don't want a Game 7 in Cleveland to go to the finals. If Porzingis is healthy, though, I don't think it makes it to a Game 7.
Really? You think it's just Game 6?
I think it might be in 5. If
Porzingis I don't know.
If Porzingis is healthy, I think who's guarding Tatum? The Celtics won the chip last year, and Porzingis played 7 games in the playoffs.
That is true.
He played 7 games in the playoffs, and Tatum had the worst shooting month of his life. And the Celtics won the finals. Say Tatum gets hot and Porzingis is healthy.
Yeah.
They might not play, I mean, what, 3 series? They might not play over 15 games before the finals. They might not play over 15 playoff games before the finals.
It's tragic. Yeah, dude, I don't know.
3 5-game series if everybody's healthy. I'm working it down. I think that everybody's been hating on the Celtics all season. Dude. They've won 9 in a row until tonight.
Who they lose to?
The Heat.
Yeah.
Give me the Celtics.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it'll come down to either 6 or 7 games.
So the West, we got 7, 8, 9. T-Wolves, Clippers, Mavericks, Kings. I think 2 of these are not like the other 2. And it's T-Wolves, Clippers in the playoffs.
You think the Clips?
I mean, Mavericks, who they play? The whole franchise is a crapshoot.
All right, everybody's just hurt.
What do you think about the Luka trade?
All right.
Nah, don't defend this.
Dude, AD's not trash. I mentioned, stop. AD is not garbage.
AD's garbage. Compared to Luka?
But, dude, we're not. Bro.
Luka. Compared to Luka?
Dude.
He's the second best player in the world. Yeah. It's Jokic, Luka.
Then why is Luka not MVP?
Because he's been hurt.
So is AD.
Who do you want in the finals, Luka or SGA?
SGA. SGA's Kentucky boy.
Luka packed his whole team to the finals. He put the Mavericks, he got a giant backpack, stuffed the whole Mavericks franchise in it, and carried them to the finals last year.
And what's he got the show for?
Getting cooked by the Celtics, but everybody gets cooked by the Celtics, so it's okay.
Except the Heat.
Except the Heat, I guess, yeah. Dude. Okay. So the West then, 1 seed, Thunder. I have 8 seed Clippers.
Thunder might sweep them.
I think Clippers can get one. Just because they got Kawhi and Harden. Clippers are solid.
Washed.
They're not terrible. I think they get one.
Maybe, bro. I don't know, though. I think, dude, I don't know.
So then.
Shea's going to have to.
Because I think Mavericks are out.
Yeah.
And Kings are out.
Kings are definitely out.
So that leaves T-Wolves Clippers.
Yeah, I think the T-Wolves are out.
Okay, so then that gives us Rockets T-Wolves. Which I think could be an upset. I think it's an upset series. I think T-Wolves
beat the Rockets. I think T-Wolves will win in 6.
I think it's T-Wolves too. The Rockets team, sure they got young athletes.
They're just too young though.
Yeah. They're OKC from last year.
Yeah.
If they add another piece over the offseason, they'll be good. But Şengün is not taking anybody.
Şengün's good.
He's good.
They're all good.
Yeah.
They're all good.
They're just not good enough. No. In my opinion.
They need one more. They need
a veteran guy.
I was gonna say they need a good vet.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Hopefully Reed will start playing more though.
Give him like a Pat Bev. Bring Pat Bev to the Rockets. Get him out of Israel.
Bro, no.
Bring him back to the Rockets.
He needs to stay.
So then that gives us 3-6 in a heck of a series. Warriors Nuggets. So we had some little technical issues there, but we're back. So we were talking T-Wolves Rockets. I just don't think this Rockets team is.
They're just not experienced enough.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think they got to have some help. I think somebody like, I don't know, we've seen them in a Rockets uniform before, but CP3 would look good.
Oh, really?
I mean, I was hating on them earlier, but I mean, if you're a 2 seed in the West, your championship window is right now.
I don't know. I feel like they get a lot of point guards.
That is fair.
And, like, I know Fred VanVleet's, like, contract ends this year. But, I don't know. I was thinking somebody else.
We've seen a Rockets uniform.
Who?
James Harden, bro. Bring the beard back.
Oh, gosh.
What?
The Rockets team is built on defense. You ever seen James Harden play defense?
Exactly. Don't need him to play defense anymore.
That's fair, I guess. Okay, so then 3-6, Nuggets, Warriors. Warriors, they got your boy.
I think the Warriors win. Look, dude, Denver just lost to the T-Wolves in double overtime with Jokic having 61-10-10.
Yeah, Jokic, he's the best player in the world.
Yeah, but
he's MVP. Forget SGA. Jokic MVP. The only reason that he ain't going to get it is because he's won it multiple times before.
Yeah. I'd give it to SGA if I'm voting.
Keep giving it to him. Keep giving it to Jokic.
Mm-mm, you can't do that.
Why?
Putty's going to be the guy.
He's too good. He's too good to give him a reward.
No. It's also we don't care either. That makes me even more mad. He would not cherish that, John. He put it next to like his horse races trophies.
That's fair, but he's still the best player in the world.
Dude, I think you'd SGA.
I mean, I don't know. Are we going? Is MVP most valuable to the team or best player in the world?
I don't know. If we're talking, well, let's see. No, it's not best player in the world. Most valuable player.
Okay.
Most valuable player in on team in the sport franchise. Like, I don't know.
Then I'd give the SGA, but I think the MVP is the best player in the world.
Really?
And who's the best player in the world?
Jokic or SGA?
It's Jokic. He's the most talented center to ever pick up basketball. Talent.
I don't know.
Who's got more talent than him at the center position?
Kareem.
Kareem has more talent?
Maybe he did. Maybe not now. I mean, duh, if you put Kareem...
Oh, I'm not saying that now. I'm just saying, like, historic. But it's hard to compare eras.
That's what I'm saying.
But I think Kareem was just...
Kareem changed the game with a
raw
shot.
Athlete.
I don't know.
The dude's gigantic.
So is Jokic. Jokic
is more gigantic than Kareem.
Jokic looks closer to Jelly Roll than he does Kareem.
Dude, I don't know.
Jokic looks like Gru. Jokic got the minions following him, right? You seen that ad?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't
know. He blows my mind every time I watch him.
I don't like watching
him. You don't like watching him?
I don't like watching him.
I love watching Jokic.
Makes you mad.
Why?
Dude, because like, bro, he shouldn't be able to be doing that.
Exactly. He shouldn't be able to do
it. It makes me mad.
That's why I want to turn the TV on and watch him.
Duh.
He's insane.
Yeah.
He's the most talented center ever picking basketball.
That's crazy still.
Dude, sure, Bill Russell was bigger and better and in his time. Wilt was probably a better athlete.
Yeah.
Kareem, probably a better athlete. Probably a better scorer.
Talent.
Shaq is obviously a physical
specimen. Hakeem was talented.
Hakeem had good footwork. Hakeem didn't have 10 assists a game.
Okay.
I'm just saying, he's the most talented center to ever pick up basketball.
Why?
If I'm putting together...
Warriors in six.
I don't hate the big.
Dude.
My thing is just who's guarding Jokic. And if you tell me Draymond Green, I might scream. Because Draymond washed. But I'm a Draymond hater.
Why are you? He's not washed though.
All he does is punch Jordan Poole.
Dude, that happened like how many seasons ago? Two, three.
Still punch Jordan Poole,
bro. Okay.
All he does is complain about the refs and miss threes.
Okay, duh. He's not shooting. He's power forward.
I don't get the Draymond hype. I never have, never will.
I mean, I don't think hype is crazy.
Everybody's like, you should win Defensive Player of the Year a few years ago. No, chill, dog.
I mean. I don't know. He's good.
He can't stop Jokic. But nobody can stop Jokic.
Nobody can stop Jokic, but the
counteractive. Nobody can stop Curry.
That's what I'm saying. The counteractive is who's going to guard Curry on that team.
That's very fair.
Don't tell me, because nobody.
I think the key to that series is Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray or Jimmy Butler. See, Jimmy Butler can continue to play how he's playing.
Yeah.
Or vice versa, Jamal Murray can also take a little bit of load off Jokic.
Yeah.
Start playing like he used to be able to play.
Exactly. If he looks like old Jamal Murray when they won the chip.
That's what I'm saying.
I think they'll win another chip. Like,
they could, yes.
But I don't think Jamal Murray's that anymore.
No, I think the Warriors at six, just the way that the Nuggets played against the Timberwolves. Like, yes, Jokic showed why he's probably the best player. But it doesn't matter. He didn't win. Double overtime, you had 61 points. 10 rebounds and 10 assists, and you didn't win.
That's fair. I'm taking the Nuggets.
Really? In what?
Seven.
Okay.
I think it comes back to Denver. They end up winning.
I see that.
And then you got L.A. Grizzlies. I think that's an easy one.
L.A.?
I think it's L.A. all day. The Grizzlies...
I don't know if it'll be...
The Grizzlies don't even have a coach.
They don't need one. Ja, Zach, Edie.
I just think it's Lakers all day.
I mean, yeah, I think the Lakers... I don't know if they'll get swept, though.
I don't think they'll get swept, no.
It might be 4-1.
Yeah. Lakers. So that gives us Thunder, Nuggets maybe, or Warriors. We'll go Warriors. I'll give you Warriors.
All right.
So we'll go Thunder, Lakers, Warriors, T-Wolves.
I think the Warriors beat the T-Wolves. Warriors or Denver are beating the T-Wolves. I don't care.
That means it would be OKC versus T-Wolves.
Okay.
OKC all day.
Easy.
Yeah. Easy. Then it'd be Lakers-Warriors, which would be a heck of a second-round series. I'm taking the Lakers, though. I'm taking Lakers in six.
Yeah, it'll be six or seven.
Lakers in six or seven. But I think it's a heck of a series.
Yeah, 100%.
Two of the best to ever do it in the final years of their career.
Back together. Sharing the court.
It's always good TV when Bron plays Curry. So then that would give us Lakers Thunder. And I think it's Lakers.
Stop.
Lakers
Stop
in seven.
Stop the cap.
Dude.
Stop.
Dude.
Stop.
Oh my gosh. Give me Luka.
Bro.
Who's guarding Bron?
Chase Daniel.
Thunder.
Oh,
Thunder
shit,
Lakers.
You're right. I was thinking finals.
Thunder Lakers. Who's guarding Bron?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Cason Wallace.
You gotta be joking. Who's guarding Luka? Nobody's guarding Luka.
Chet. Dude.
Chet can't keep up with his feet.
Stop. Chet can, bro. Chet's like that.
Luka took a whole team out of the West in the finals.
So did LeBron.
Without LeBron. Exactly. Now you're putting them together.
I thought you were a LeBron hater.
I'm not a LeBron hater, but I give LeBron his props.
Nah.
I'm a LeBron hater. Sometimes.
That's all right.
I'm a LeBron hater when it comes to the GOAT convo.
Bro got us chips.
But I'm not a LeBron hater when it comes to like regular season.
I
give LeBron his props.
They got Bronny too.
Bronny ain't gonna be on the playoff roster.
Probably not.
So
okay, who's guarding Luka? No, for real. But who's guarding Shea?
Nobody.
Okay then.
Nobody.
Is Shea putting up more points than Luka?
No. In the playoffs, no. Give me Luka in the playoffs.
All right, bro.
Think it's Thunder in the finals?
I think this is the year they get there, yeah.
I think it's next year.
You think next year?
I think they need one more piece. One more vet piece. I think they're in the same boat as the Rockets, but better.
Who they need, though? Who would help them get over that hump?
I don't know.
Well, who do they need? What do they need? What position do they need?
I think they need just a vet.
I don't know, bro.
They don't need a big. Chet's a great big.
They got
And Hartenstein.
Yeah.
And then SGA. I mean,
Williams is good.
Williams is inconsistent.
Okay.
One night he has 40, next night he has 12.
Okay.
They don't work in the playoffs.
I mean, yeah.
I just think they need a vet. But same time,
Giannis.
There's some dogs. Giannis on the Slide Thunder.
Chet, small forward.
Holy cow. That would actually be insane. And they got the draft picks to give up.
They definitely could do it.
They definitely could.
100%.
Gosh, that'd be a heck of a move. That'd be a super team.
Yeah.
That would be insane. And they got the moves to do it.
Especially if he wants out after this year. Especially if Dame is ruled retired.
Like, I think that's a realistic option.
It definitely is. Because where else would Giannis go?
I don't know. Let's play out the cards. Giannis, Eastern Conference teams. He wants to play for a contender, obviously.
Thunder, check.
I was thinking East.
Oh, okay.
Celtics can't get him. Celtics ain't got that type of money and got that stuff to give up. The luxury tax bill is already like $500 million.
That's for real.
That's why they sold the team. Cavs? I can't see him on the Cavs.
They wouldn't move him.
He can't go to the Knicks either.
Bring him our way.
To the Heat?
Mm-hmm.
With who? Hero?
Trade Hero?
Bam? Him and Bam are too similar to play together.
Bam's a center, though.
But they play the same style.
But we got Khalil Ware.
I don't know. What would be the most fun to watch? Giannis to the Pacers, Halliburton,
that
Siakam,
could be
Giannis.
It could be crazy.
Pistons? He fits the Pistons style.
Dude, if he's on the Pistons, bro.
Big, physical. He fits the Pistons style.
But then they gotta bring his brother too.
You gotta open up a spot for the Nets.
You have to.
Okay, so let's get back to playoff picture. Lakers or Thunder?
Okay, we'll go Lakers.
Okay, Lakers Celtics. And then we can talk Thunder Celtics. Either way, I think Celtics Lakers would be a better matchup. I think the Celtics would mismatch Hunt the Thunder into getting like. I mean,
yeah.
You switch Chet on the Tatum. That's not going well.
That's true. You put Drew on SGA too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Celtics got the guards to play with SGA. Drew Holiday, Jaylen Brown.
White.
Derek White, good defender. Peyton Pritchard off the bench, good defender. They got the guys to not maybe stop SGA, but slow him down.
Slow him down enough.
How many points is Chet scoring on Porzingis if he's healthy?
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
I think the Celtics are a bad matchup for the Thunder.
Yeah. But I just don't want to see, like, dude, the Lakers win. It would be crazy.
Lakers-Celtics finals?
The Lakers should win.
You think the Lakers would win?
I think they could.
They definitely could.
I think it's 50-50.
I think
go 7.
I'll give it 35-65, Celtics.
You're over here glazing LeBron and Luka. Now it's 65-35.
Because I think this
Celtics, what's going on?
The Celtics are that good.
They're all right. They just lost the Heat.
Lakers don't have a big. But who's guarding Porzingis? Braun?
Definitely good. I think he's definitely good. Stop. It's LeBron.
It's LeBron, but it's LeBron's defense.
Okay. LeBron gonna lock in for his big chip.
Who's guarding Tatum?
LeBron too. Put LeBron on all fives.
LeBron's guarding everybody?
There's two.
LeBron's
two LeBrons.
Two. Put Bronny out there.
That's, hey.
I mean, because Luka's a liability.
On defense, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we seen Luka against the Celtics last year, and golly, did he look awful
on defense.
That's
why he got traded.
He looked awful on defense.
That's why he's on
when
Lakers.
He got switched on to Tatum in that final game, the one where they won by 50 in Dallas, holy cow, he looked like a middle schooler playing defense out there.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I think it's Celtics.
Yeah.
I think either way it's Celtics.
I just don't. There's no way the Celtics do beat them. They probably did. But just in my mind.
I think if they don't, there's some combos that happen in Boston. New owner.
That is true.
$500 million luxury tax bill. Not to win a finals and have a $500 million luxury tax bill. You gotta win. If you're spending $500 million. So, I don't know.
Wait, what do you think happens?
Somebody gets traded.
Who?
I think Porzingis is old. I think he'd be the first one gone.
Really?
And I think Jaylen Brown would be next.
You think they trade both of them? Package?
Porzingis and Brown?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Could you imagine? Wild take.
Are you going to say the Rockets?
Porzingis and Brown for the number one pick. It's a crazy take.
That's hard, though.
It's a crazy
take. That slides across your desk. You're the Utah Jazz.
I mean, you're the Jazz, and you're getting the finals MVP for the number one pick. But it is Cooper Flagg. He could be one of the best basketball players ever.
But could he hit the Jazz?
I mean, the Jazz are a solid franchise.
Dude, if Cooper Flagg goes to the Celtics, somehow, bro.
But you're losing Porzingis and Brown.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just a wild take.
That is crazy.
That's just a wild take. But that's your NBA picks. That's your Final Four picks.
Yeah.
Basketball only episode. We had some technical difficulties in the middle. But we had Noah Maupin on here today, April 2nd, Wednesday. Pleasure having you on, Noah.
Appreciate it.
But thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Please follow and share. This has been The Breakdown, Brad Canterbury, and special guest Noah Maupin. We'll catch you next time.